You needn't fear. The moment you signed the contract, you were afforded certain privileges. He takes out his phone and glances at the ceiling. Look. One swipe of his finger turns off all the lights. I can still see him outlined by the light of his screen. He taps the phone, and a strange, deep purple light I've never seen here before fills the room. Stoneheart slips the phone back into his pocket. The ultraviolet light makes the white of his teeth and eyes the only thing visible when he speaks. It makes him look like an unearthly apparition.
Look at the floor, Lily. Do you see anything unusual?
I swallow before answering. No.
You don't?
He sounds confused. Then he hits the side of his head as if just remembering.
Ah, of course.
A malicious smile reveals those shining white teeth as Stoneheart turns his phone back on. He does something I cannot see, and suddenly a thin red circle rushes in toward me along the floor. It stops right at the edge of my boundary.
Do you know what that is, Lily?
His tone makes the blood drain from my face. I do not, but it's not hard to guess. I shake my head, refusing to answer.
Come now.
Stoneheart probes.
I'm sure you do. Take a gander.
I shake my head harder, making my hair swing in my eyes. I back away until my shoulder blades touch